on.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Blinken's in Qatar, where he says some of Hamas' proposed amendments to a U.S.-backed ceasefire for Gaza are workable, some are not.
Hamas waited nearly 2 weeks and then proposed more changes, a number of which go beyond positions that it previously taken and accepted.
Rising costs for clothing and grocery prices slowed down last month, but business analyst Jill Schlesinger says it's not enough.
The rate of price increases or inflation is starting to come down. It's just not coming down fast enough to really put a dent in the overall level of prices.
Fed's expected to announce a decision on interest rates later today. Parts of Florida are getting hammered with rain. John Weston lives in Seminole County.
Luckily, we haven't had it in our houses yet, but I know like a lot of people are worried for like hurricane season this year that it might eventually get to that point.
Sarasota got a record-breaking 6.2 inches yesterday. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin will require farmers to test lactating dairy cows for influenza A before taking them to fairs or other exhibitions starting on the 19th. It's part of the government's attempt to contain the bird flu that's been spreading in dairy herds in other states, including Iowa, Minnesota, and Michigan. Wisconsin kids are doing well overall, but black and brown kids, not as much. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count Data Book. The Casey Foundation's Leslie Bossier says it's been the same story over the data book's 35 years.
We've never seen a significant percentage of children who were either proficient in fourth grade reading or basic math.
Wisconsin advocates want more public school funding and more black teachers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. June is National Home Ownership Month. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says the median asking price for a home right now is $333,000. Buying a home is one of consumers' largest and most significant investments in their lives. The BBB warns of the importance of being on guard for home improvement scams. These are often unsolicited offers from a door-to-door salesperson or an ad posted on social media. The BBB recommends receiving at least three quotes from separate businesses before settling on a final decision. Never pay the total project cost up front. Deposits should range between 10 to 30% of the total project cost. It's also important to understand licensing requirements and be wary of too-good-to-be-true deals. Find out more at BBB.org. The Port Edwards Street Dance is this Friday. It's at the Port Edwards Fire Station on June 14th from 4 to 11. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 82. Chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Showers and storms are likely tonight, a low of 64. Mostly sunny, highs near 79 on your Thursday, and it will be breezy. For Friday, sunshine and a high of 77.
It's 67 right now.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Melissa. I mean, good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thank you for joining
Where's
us,
Scott?
Everybody.
Can we get Scott back,
Scott?
Please?
Scott.
Yeah.
We're on probably the air, Scott. We need you, Scott.
Call the relief pitcher in.
Can I get a relief pitcher? Yep. Give me the righty. We have got some fun stuff to get into this morning. In just a little bit, we're going to talk about a virtual town hall meeting that is coming up in a week from today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that. I want to talk about that and lead into our lineup change that is hopefully we are knocking on wood, hoping to do by the end of the month here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some of that. But it's an entertainment segment. I just got one key story here today, and I think as soon as I get into it, you guys will understand why I had to do this one today.
Okay.
For one, I am a huge Daniel Radcliffe fan. For mm-hmm. those who don't know, that's the young kid that played Harry Potter and has right. gone on to do like 20, 30 films since and has really broken the mold of what a child actor can do and what they can't do. What they can't do, there's nothing.
There's nothing they can't do.
Right.
It's getting the opportunity to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Radcliffe has, I think, handled this masterfully on an Elijah Wood level,
mm-hmm.
And still going, still doing great work, still growing as an actor, still doing theater and all these things. I enjoy the young man. I think he's a really interesting interview as well, and I like the way he handles himself off the stage. We've noted this before. Daniel Radcliffe saw right away that the paparazzi would follow him around everywhere, and being very smart about this, realizing, well, the only way these photos matter, the only way that any photo of me matters is if it's current. Anybody can use an old. Yeah.
Yep.
So he wears the same thing going out whenever he thinks he's going to get shot in public or anything like that. So, well, there is Daniel Radcliffe in a red sweater. Well, we just had him in a red sweater.
And a red sweater.
He's done a really good job of all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And this may or may not surprise a lot of people out there, but Daniel Radcliffe is a gigantic Simpsons fan, super fan.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, because he's smart.
No wonder you like him.
Yeah. I didn't know this until this morning, honestly. I didn't even know until this morning. He credits the show for his sense of humor and general knowledge of the world.
How about that?
Well, it's been around his entire life.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, it's interesting to think of. And I hadn't thought of it until reading the article and everything. Quote, honestly, I watch cartoons and I watch reality TV. I've never seen Breaking Bad. I've never watched The Sopranos or The Wire. All that sort of heavy hour-long stuff I just can't get into. I think it does probably in part stem from growing up on The Simpsons in the way that I think so many people of our generation kids. Like,
yes.
he thinks he's not alone in this.
Mm-hmm.
And Melissa's point right there is so bizarre to me, but also so true, so interesting. Because for our generation, this was something that kind of came late and, early in our childhoods, maybe.
Right, yeah.
But we had other bases, we had other cartoons, all mm-hmm. these things. Had I come out the gate and just had The Simpsons, I don't know if I'd have watched other shows. I don't know.
That's true. That's very true.
I think it's pretty cool. It's pretty mm-hmm. interesting. And not a bad resource when it comes to it. Not perfect. Not perfect by any means.
Not by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, there's plenty of things that The Simpsons have even had to change over 20, 30 years.
That is very true. That is very true. I think that actually makes a lot of sense to me. And I think there's probably more, like a certain kind of actor that probably doesn't like watching, movies and TV. I can totally understand that because, you get into the – and he's done some pretty, heavy stuff
mm-hmm.
throughout his career now and that kind of thing. I can totally see just wanting to, sit back and watch something, silly or something like that. I'm not saying The Simpsons is silly, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not heavy. It's nothing.
It comes with comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
As opposed to something like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, which
right.
is very,
right.
Drama heavy and yeah.
I know for me, one of the things that I go to it and why it's such a palate cleanser for me is because it has that perfect balance of I get my little bit of drama mm-hmm. here and there or whatever, but there's tons of comedy and Homer's trying to do something that he'll never
Absolutely.
Do and all that. And,
right, right.
These things. I think it's the perfect balance of that for me. I don't know. I never really thought about it, to be honest with you, for other people.
Well, there you go.
It's weird as an empath that doesn't happen, but I thought for sure that this was one of those things that, okay, well, that many people are into, especially anymore. He's still a diehard fan, still watches all the time.
Well, someone's watching. They keep doing it.
He had a great, I think he's done this twice. I think he's been on twice, but I know for certain he was on a Treehouse of Horrors episode when he was still playing Harry Potter. And he, it was basically a Twilight ripoff, and he was the Robert Pattinson character. And it was fantastic. He did a great job. He was awesome. So I can't imagine what that must have meant to him.
Oh, he must have been really thrilled.
Yeah, that's been pretty cool. We have something pretty cool lined up for all of you, and it is about you, everybody. We have our WFHR virtual town hall coming up next mm-hmm. Wednesday, 6:00. All you need to do to attend is get us your email so we can send you a link so that you can mm-hmm. Be a part of the Google Meet that mm-hmm. we're going to be doing.
Yep.
Right away, I have to say a gigantic thank you to Sage Weil, to Jorge, for all the work that they have done on this with me and helping me with this. This is something new to me, too, so...
Mm-hmm.
They've been just a gift to be able to go over these things with, and certainly appreciate them letting us use their Zoom.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be fun. This is going to be an opportunity for you to not only interact with us, but for you to tell us what you want. Mm-hmm. We feel like we got a good handle on these things. We are not cocky about this. We don't have egos about this. We want more information. We want more data from you as far as what the things you are looking for. Mm-hmm. We are going to be doing a WFHR newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that's kind of building and everything, we've got some ideas. We've got some fun things lined up for it. But we want to know the content you want in there.
Mm-hmm.
Civic Media is doing a great job getting behind all their radio stations with this. Every station is going to have their own newsletter. So it's going to be different for every station. Every market is different.
Absolutely.
They get that rainbow, that radio and a rainbow are not one size fits all. I don't know what that was.
Sorry.
But
it's true, though.
It's something that a really exciting opportunity for mm-hmm. us to work with you guys. This is your mm-hmm. station.
Yep.
We are local radio. We want to do what you want. If we wanted to do what we wanted, first, we wouldn't be here probably. But
no.
At this point, we've been doing this a while together, guys.
That's
so,
true.
You know, and I don't know. I don't know about you two, but I hadn't thought about that in a while until the anniversary of the Sunrise Show. I'm like, wow, we've been working together for a while now.
Yes.
It's been kind of fun.
Yeah, it's
cool.
It's very, very true.
With this is an opportunity for you to reach out to us, to interact with us. We're going to have some fun with this. I want to try to see how many people we can get to attend this.
Yeah.
To not only get all of the different feedback we can, because one person's going to want one thing, one person's mm-hmm. going to want another, and some of that. That's what we're looking for here. Yeah. But also, honestly, I'm going to be real with everybody. Bragging rights. Like, other people are going to do stuff like this. We want to make this well attended, and we want to be able to show not only does WFHR have a purpose and a place in this area,
mm-hmm.
But we, our people, care about this.
Mm-hmm.
You show you care by giving us your feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're certainly treating people like adults. You know, that I won't take anything less than that,
mm-hmm.
Unless you are five. You know, then you can get away with acting like a baby, acting like a child.
Right.
But outside of that, no, you got to treat our team with respect, and we'll treat you with respect.
Mm-hmm.
But we want your feedback. There is no such thing as negative feedback, as far as I'm concerned. If it's feedback,
constructive.
Yes,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
data. It's and it helps us improve and do this job better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this whole thing is about. Yes, we want to find out what you want for the newsletter. That is a big part of this. We want to be able to have your email so we can send you the newsletter. There's things like that. But it's also, this is an opportunity when we're on the for live on the air content. Maybe we incorporate new segments. Maybe we touch on different things. Maybe we give a forecast in an area that we weren't covering.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it might be, you help us do this. We have a small staff. Most of the things that you hear on Civic Media, they have producers, they have other people doing these things. We wear all these hats.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be things that that slip through the cracks. This is your opportunity to help us catch those.
That's right. That's absolutely yep. right.
And you can sign up now at WFHR.com/newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to do so, everybody. We'll meet you next Wednesday, a week from now, at 6 o'clock at the virtual town hall meeting.
Yeah.
I was going to bring snacks, and then I realized it's a virtual town hall meeting. And I don't know how to
bring snacks. You just can't share them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You just start munching away.
I could just sit there and eat them.
That'd be hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
Have you seen my snackle box here? Got my snackle box.
Yeah, is there a quick way to bring that up? And bringing up something else that I wanted to segue into was our lineup change that is going to be happening. Now, I'll be honest with the audience. I love to let you guys look behind the curtain, and I know how much you like that and enjoy that. That's one thing that I would like to get into the virtual town hall meeting,
mm-hmm.
because I've heard for years how much that people appreciate that on our show, how transparent we are, and that's one of the reasons they continue to listen. I want to know if that's still the case. but also, so on Monday, the 24th, the last week of June. That is where I am hoping that we can get this lineup change done. Maybe it'll be the first weeks of July. We'll see. But sometime within those next couple of weeks, that 3-week barrier right there, we are going to be having a big change to our weekday lineup Monday through Friday.
Right.
We are going to be doing something really exciting with this that we're very encouraged by. We're looking forward to. One of the things that first up, we'll start with the Maggie Dawn Show, 2 to 4. You'll have that full 2 hours of Maggie's show. Mm-hmm. She deserves that. She has more than earned that. And you want that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Whether you realize it or not, you want that. Maggie always, it seems like a lot of Maggie's great guests are in that second hour. And I hate for anybody to miss that.
Mm-hmm.
And Maggie is, if not the voice, one of the main voices of this company. We need to highlight that. We need to take care of that. And she deserves that. And not somebody I want on the bad side of. Maggie and I
She's a lawyer.
I don't want to be on Maggie's bad side.
She's a smart lady.
Yes.
Yeah, she reminds me of my aunts. So I can't. There's something internally in me that can't go against her or anything. We wanted to do that. That's where a lot of this started. And so that is the beginning of this. 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn Show. 4 to 5, Midday Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
An opportunity for us to give our guests even different, more interesting audience. I've heard from many people out there that are excited about that time slot because they're driving around during that time and are able to catch segments or catch interviews. I have heard a lot of positive about that part of this change.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's expanding to include Monday as well.
That's right.
Thank you, Melissa. We get 2 extra guests a week now.
Mm-hmm.
That means 2 more nonprofits. That means 2 more great events that we get to talk about. It's an exciting opportunity, and we're looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, from 5 to 6, Playmakers.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
It's your opportunity to call up and join the conversation, talking sports with us, whether it is Randy or Seth that's my partner in this. We'll be having a lot of fun also interacting with our other partners at the Rafters, at the River Kings. We're going to be able to give our GM and coach Peckman more time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be able to give more time to our local high school sports.
Yes.
Even talk to more high school athletes.
That'd be awesome.
Yes. That is one of the major reasons for this, Melissa, to me at least, because I just don't feel like we cover enough. We have 1 hour a week to talk sports and 24/7.
Well, that may be enough for some, like myself, the rest of you.
Well done.
The fact that we're able to highlight our local athletes. Mm-hmm. I think that that's really important because there's nothing, kids being involved in sports and teamwork, it's all great. As much as I harp on sports, very much value that part of it for kids that are involved.
You do a great job with the bit, though.
Yeah.
You really do. You really do. And that was good right there. And speaking of great work, a lot of this started with me wanting to, if I'm being blunt with everybody, get Melissa more work, which is insane.
I need more work.
Yeah, it's insane to do to her because she is so over. She's got so much on her plate already.
No, I'm excited about this too.
Yeah, Melissa. Yeah, please tell.
Yeah, on Tuesdays and Thursdays when Playmakers is not on, I will be doing community stories with Melissa Kay. So it's going to be me able to get out there and talk to people in the community. I want to do a series of conversations with veterans, and Tom Heiser's been great about giving me some resources. Did you guys know, I'm sure you did, his YouTube channel where he was doing interviews with veterans before COVID happened.
Yeah.
Oh. And so he's been sending me a bunch of those and different contacts within the community. And then I also want to work with our schools and get kids on the radio. I want to talk to them about what they're working on in school, what their dreams and aspirations are, what they're innovating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be history from our elders and inventions from our young people, and just talk with people in the community.
It's such a unique idea, and we don't have anything like that in our market. We have nothing like that.
Nothing.
It's a wonderful opportunity to be able to not only cover bases that we don't have covered, but to get information out there and to really feature kids, to really be able to feature some of these things that are important to them. And all of this is to skew younger and to get that coveted market of 18 to... No, it's not.
No, no, well, no, it's not, James.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. No, this is awesome. This is a great idea.
No, it is.
I really do like the title of the show, and I'm very excited about the things that you're going to be able to do with this. Because whether it's Playmakers or it's Community Stories with Melissa, these shows are just in the infancy.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know with our own morning show here, or some of the other things we've done, like Seth Faces the Music or Director's Cut, these things grow and evolve a little bit.
They really do.
Even I think a segment like The Kitchen's Open, where Melissa, it started out as this, and it still is that at its core, but it grows. This Monday was a great example of that. It was freestyle, and that was fun. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. Just as much as it's fun and interesting when it's more scripted or anything like that. I love that about our team. I like that we can just, we don't just stand pat. You know, that, okay, this is good enough. We're fine where we are. This is a hungry team. This is a team that wants to do right by everybody out there. And that's how we do this, by evolving and being able to grow.
And that's why we want to hear from you at the virtual town hall on the 19th at 6 p.m. because we want to know what you want to hear from us and which directions you want us to grow.
Absolutely.
There we go. Completely full circle. Nicely done, Melissa.
Wrap it up with a bow.
And to wrap up this segment, you waited long enough. You want that word, don't you, everybody?
Ooh,
the statewide Civic Media SCONE Summer Text to Win contest is going strong. We just got a couple of days left of this.
Be sure to
be listening every morning. From at 7, 9, and 11 at the top of the hour, we're going to give you a keyword. And then at 1, 3, 5, and 7, we'll give you another keyword then. You have all those opportunities to text this word to us through the Civic Media app, but you only got the hour to do it.
Yep.
That's right.
You do,
but
so.
It's eight times a day.
Boom, just like that. Eight times you get a chance to win.
That's seven times, Melissa.
You'll have
if you do the extra stuff after they text you back, eight or nine or ten.
Yeah, nice save.
Yeah. You'll have a chance hourly to win a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize package. Daily you're gonna have a chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats. And our grand prize is gonna go to two winners, the Fort Atkins Cottage on the Lake, Lake Geneva Stay at Harbor Shores, or Door County Stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites.
Yes, if you win, you get to choose one of those.
You get to pick.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
And your keyword for today, you know, there was another thing about the virtual town.
For the 9 o'clock hour, James. 9 o'clock.
Keyword today for the 9 o'clock hour is, there was this thing that happened to me yesterday. I meant to tell you guys. The keyword.
Slap him, please.
No.
I felt it over the air. Lake. Your word for today is lake.
Life is better at the lake.
That's right.
L-A-K-E.
Yeah. That's a good word. I like that. I like that word. I never realized I like saying the word lake either.
Lake.
It's a fun word to say. Lake. Text that word to us, everybody. Get in on this contest. A big thank you to Civic Media for having this. It's fun to have a contest like this where all you got to do, download the app. That's it. We're not asking you to do this.
It's also fun that we can see the text when they come in, too.
Yes, I love that. Yep. Yeah. Keep them coming, everybody. And not for nothing, but we appreciate you helping us with some bragging rights with the other Civic Media radio stations and everything.
That's right.
So text us that keyword lake. You've got the hour to do it. And if you want other opportunities, be listening in 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 today. We'll get those keywords to you and keep on celebrating all summer, well, all week long, with the Civic Media statewide SCONE Summer Text to Win contest.
Yeah.
SCONE.
Scotty, keep doing it. I even got it emphasized for myself.
Yeah, that's all right. The bit is too good. I'm enjoying it too much.
I can't help it. We will be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 82. Chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Showers and storms are likely tonight, a low of 64. Mostly sunny, highs near 79 on your Thursday, and it will be breezy. For Friday, sunshine and a high of 77.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Hope you're having a good day out there. Thanks so much for joining us on this Wednesday. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. And the Queen of Soul playing us in right there. We're going to talk a little music in this segment as we lead you into our news break. One of the things that I wanted to touch on this morning is kind of a fun one. This wonderful comedian, Tess Trogellis, is going viral for a bit where she sings two words, and the song you think she's singing reveals when you were born.
Oh, oh,
kind of a generational thing.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
And it's a pretty interesting one here. So the three songs are this one right here, and I'm going to play snippets of all of these for you, okay? The first one is Don't Dream It's Over from Crowded House. Remember, it's Hey Now, what we're looking for.
Hey Now.
The beginning of in these songs.
Hey Now.
So, of course, that classic from Crowded House, that one from the more of the 80s.
1986, then as a matter of fact.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Seth.
Sorry.
And then just almost 10 years later, you've got this one.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
So another Hey Now right there. From Smash Mouth, 90s, late 90s, I would say, mid-90s, somewhere around there. And then there is this, What Dreams Are Made Of from the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Hey now, hey now.
So there you go.
Okay.
These are the three songs that Tess is saying. When she says, hey now, wherever you go with whatever song you come back with, like for us, Seth, it would probably be Crowded House's Don't Dream. Hey Now, Hey
Absolutely.
Now, Don't Dream, It's Over.
When you
over.
Said Hey Now, whenever that was, that's exactly where my mind went.
Ever since I heard that song for the first time on the radio as a kid, anytime in my life I hear somebody say Hey Now,
Now. Yeah.
That the rest of that refrain pops in my head.
Yep.
But I think for many, you know, people born maybe 10 years later than us or so, that next generation, it might be the all-star one.
Yep, yep.
Now, I know zero about Lizzie McGuire. I have no idea any about this or anything, but for another generation, they hear Hey Now, and that song pops right up.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
It's kind of a fun way of like doing this.
Yeah, it is.
And is this the greatest way of figuring out somebody's age without asking them? Or is this the most fun way of doing it?
That's going to be pretty fun, I would think. Just start saying, hey now, and see if they start humming.
You're certainly going to run into people that have no reference point of any of these songs or anything. So there's that can play into this. But just having fun with the idea, I think this is pretty cool. I wish I could think of something older than Crowded House's Hey Now.
You know, I was thinking that too. There's got to be a song from like the 60s or the 70s that's got a Hey Now in it, right?
Something like that.
Come on.
But it's kind of interesting to hear that those two words and how that can do that and how differently it's sung in these different songs.
That's so cool.
And how kind of almost iconic that those words are because just those three songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting way of doing this.
Sneaky way of trying to get your age.
The Platters did Hey Now in 1953.
Oh, 53. Wow, that's
Melissa. Nice. That's
way
done.
Back. Oh, my gosh.
Ray Charles, Hey Now.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey Now,
Hey Now. Oh.
And
I think
Hey
I know
Now
that
Baby
one.
In 1950.
So, well, see, Melissa's on it. Our news director.
Yep.
She's got it all.
She can do it. She is so good at this stuff. I really do admit.
Did you ever wake up in the morning? Just about the break of day.
Beethoven robbed the pillow where your baby used to lay down, head down.
I knew this one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know what's interesting too is it's Ray not sounding like the Ray that a lot of us know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more of a wailing.
That's more gospel.
Yes.
Than your soul. That's very gospel. Yeah.
Also speaks to the range that man.
Oh
had.
My gosh.
Incredible range. One of the most versatile singers of mm-hmm. all time, Ray Charles.
He was something.
If you don't believe me, go check out Ray Charles Country album. Decided, you know what, I'm going to do country music.
Modern Sounds and Country and Western, one of the great albums of all time, by the way. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Thank you, Melissa. I so much, not only for adding to the segment here and everything, but giving me a song to listen to tonight. I cannot wait. to listen to all of it. I haven't listened to some Ray Charles in a while. That's a good one. Hey, now we're out of here. We got to get to our news break.
We're going to write our own song.
Yes. Good idea, Melissa. Oh, I like that. We'll do that.
Oh, boy.
We're going to work on that on the break, and we'll have some more fun come back. When we come back after our great news break here, this Brazilian tribe that got the internet, we're going to find out about them. Maybe.
Gods must be crazy.
Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former attorney for Donald Trump is removed from a state committee that advises Wisconsin judges. The state Supreme Court is suspending Jim Troupas temporarily from the Wisconsin Court System's Judicial Conduct Advisory Committee. Troupas and two others are charged with felonies in the 2020 Republican fake elector scheme. The economy is the number one issue for American voters. Susan Webb Yockey of the La Follette School of Public Affairs says young voters in particular are dismayed about the cost of housing.
I can't afford the American dream, right? And you're trying to sell that to young folks in America and sell your vision of tomorrow, and you can't afford the American dream.
And UW political scientist Barry Burden says young voters are less likely to be partisans. The two spoke at a WISP Politics luncheon yesterday. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The first annual Food Truck and Fly-In Festival is taking place in Adams County. It will happen on Saturday, June 15th, beginning at 9 a.m. at the Adams County Airport. You can indulge in a day of delicious eats and high-flying fun. They'll have over 20 food trucks. You can explore vendor booths, enjoy live music, meet Gussie the Clown, and take the kids to the petting zoo. They'll even have helicopter rides and a chance to get creative chalking up the runway. That's June 15th at 2016A 11th Avenue in Friendship. You can mark your calendars for a special event to benefit the Alex C. Dove Foundation and the Dove's Nest. Advance America and Steve's Rental are hosting a food truck event on June 25th. It'll take place at 929 Huntington Avenue from 11 to 3. There will be a variety of food vendors, a bounce house and games for the kids, and of course, raffles. That's June 25th from 11 to 3. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose to the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' six-game winning streak at home is over. They lost 3-0 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Before the game, third baseman and leadoff batter Joey Ortiz was scratched from the lineup, manager Pat Murphy after the game.
Ortiz has a slight hamstring strain, and we didn't want to take any chances. So we'll get evaluated tomorrow and go from there. Hopefully it's not long-term in any way.
22-year-old Carlos Rodriguez making his Major League debut, the third rookie pitcher to do so this season for the Brewers, and talked about how Murphy surprised him with the news.
He was telling me, yeah, I think we're going to throw a bullpen on Saturday, and then after we're going to put you on the development list on Monday. And like he threw me off there, and then he's like, you're going to start against Toronto on Tuesday. Pretty cool. All the coaches were in there, so it was a good experience.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Carlos Rodriguez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Save big money on everything for your next project today at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer, plus other great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 82. Chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Showers and storms are likely tonight, a low of 64. Mostly sunny, highs near 79 on your Thursday, and it will be breezy. For Friday, sunshine and a high of 77.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Wednesday. Didn't get it. One of these days, I'll get that. We appreciate the company. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Got good stuff to take you to the top of the hour. We'll get into some local things that we have going on in the area. We'll also touch on our schedule, and we'll get that great Civic Media SCONY Summer Text to Win contest word to you as well. All that coming up. But I do, before we get into our main story for this segment, I did want to touch on some breaking news. Jerry West has passed away at the age of 86. West was a 14-time NBA All-Star, two-time Executive of the Year, Hall of Fame class of 1980. Many people will know him, though, as maybe the greatest nickname there is, the Logo. If you don't have to know anything about sports to know that if you've ever seen the NBA's logo before, that logo, that silhouette, is based on Jerry West.
It is.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't know how you get a better nickname than the Logo. That's amazing. Where'd that come from, sir? Well, right here. You see the NBA, that sign, right. That symbol that's everywhere? Yeah, that's iconic.
If you've ever seen the picture they based it on, it looks exactly like it. It's so cool, yeah.
No matter what the field is, I don't care if it's sports, if it's entertainment, if you're a mechanic, I love the arc of a person's life and their career. And Jerry West had a very interesting one.
He sure did.
Hall of Fame career all over the place, including off the court, from what a lot of people have said. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool to be able to note him, but certainly my heart goes to his friends and family and those he loved. I want to get into this one right here. A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever, thanks to the satellite Starlink service, as a side note. So are the people in the tribe spending hours every night researching philosophy and medicine? No. You can guess where this is going. To a degree, I think.
They're
spending a lot of time online. They're spending a lot of time online. And like any parents, tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done. One elder said in the village, if you don't hunt, fish, and plant, you don't eat.
Yep.
Yeah.
For starters, they've restricted internet access to 2 hours in the morning, five at night, and all day on Sunday. So what are they doing on the internet? Exactly what you'd expect. The tribes say that they're already dealing with group chats full of gossip, addictive social networks, abusive online strangers, hours and hours of sports streaming, video games, having to deal with scams, misinformation, and all the things that they're dealing with just in a very rapid amount of time.
Right.
Condensed, if you will. But it is not all bad, just like for us. The internet does allow the tribe to chat with loved ones living far away, access educational opportunities, share their way of life with others, which has been a very cool aspect of this. And it has saved lives in emergency situations, even in a relatively short amount of time. There has already been 3 to 4 different lives that have been saved thanks to the internet that wouldn't have happened otherwise.
Wow.
Overall, there are, of course, mixed reviews. One leader says, I think the internet will bring so much more benefit than harm, at least for now. But another said, when it arrived, everyone was happy. But now things have gotten worse. Young people have gotten lazy because of the internet.
Well, I see how...
a lot of other people are living that have nothing, you know, lifestyle is completely different than theirs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
By the way, a new study has found that teens can be diagnosed with internet addiction, which can disrupt the parts of the brain for controlling attention and working memory.
Okay. Ooh.
So this is one of those things that we're in the early stages of. We are all just trying to figure this out as we're going along. And these are the kind of things, as the things that are going to come up out of this.
Right.
Where we're finding, oh, okay. It's not just, it isn't just that they can't turn the screen off. They're addicted. Mm-hmm. And throwing that word around, by the way, addiction, helps nobody.
Yeah.
We are living in a day and age where we are trying our darndest to get some empathy for people that struggle with addiction. Mm-hmm. If we just throw this word around, oh, I'm so addicted to Pop Rocks. I'm saying, Can we get back to using words for their true meaning?
Right.
Says the guy that talks in metaphors every 5 seconds.
Sorry, you threw me with the Pop Rocks thing. It's like, wow. Someone's got an addiction to Pop Rocks.
I saw those in the grocery store aisle the other day, and I almost bought a package.
If I did, it'd be tempting not to. Yes, yeah, it'd be tempting not to.
Just for nostalgia.
I haven't had them since I was like a preteen.
Same. It would be kind of fun to try.
That was something when those came out. Sorry, we were totally digressing here.
Yeah. I know that most of us it would like things to be black and white in life. 99% of life is not black and white. It is gray. There are good, there is bad, and there are people being people.
Right, right. Well, and you know, I'm thinking about the leader that was like, well, you know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Ironically, Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So... Which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Seems like they missed that one.
Yeah, right.
Seems like, hey, wait a minute.
A little bit ironic, don't you think?
Maybe instead of knocking out like the diaper industry and other businesses and everything, you know, reach out to Amazon. Reach out to the Amazon. You know, stick to your name.
It's a whole area you guys haven't covered yet. So
I love the idea of him losing sleep over that. Oh, we haven't hit the Amazon.
Yeah.
Well, they can't because they don't have the U.S. Postal Service there to help them.
Ah, that's right.
Shout out to all
and the whole drone thing. Yeah, didn't work out.
I recently saw a video of what they have in a lot of major cities right now, where they have these little robots delivering meals.
Mm-hmm.
And I just marvel at this, that we're at that stage where this is happening and everything.
Still got to tip them though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird, but you still got to
really
tip
weird. Them. Weird. I just give them some nuts and bolts. Yeah. I'm like, hey, here you go.
spend it all extra, in one place.
Yeah, yep.
A little extra oil.
Here's some WD-40. Here you go. Yeah.
Slip you a little there.
Don't use it all in one place. Yeah. On Christmas?
Spread around.
Oh, wow. Oh.
All right, there's been at least two bumpers from this segment.
Yeah, I think we're close. We are very close to that one. I'm going to have to revisit this later.
That was good. That was very good.
Sadly.
Whether it is good or bad doesn't matter. It's not going anywhere.
No.
So it is time for us to really get more and more comfortable with this and get better and better about how we approach the internet, how we talk about the word addiction, and how we treat each other with this, you mm-hmm. know, as well. Mm-hmm. And I think giving ourselves some grace with this mm-hmm. is important
and
too.
How we treat each other online, mm-hmm. because the way we treat each other online, from what I see, is very different than you would talk to somebody in person, and it hurts my heart.
Yeah,
I'm with you. Yeah, yeah. Yep. It's one of those things that we have. This is a self-inflicted wound. The internet is not to blame for any of this.
No,
the internet has no feelings. Does not do anything. It is just there.
It's like any other tool or device or thing. It's neutral. It's how it's we there. Use it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
If you drop a hammer, it's not the hammer's fault. You know, the hammer falls, hits you on the foot. That's on you.
Yeah.
You know, and taking some personal responsibility.
You could blame gravity, I suppose, but...
Well, you could blame gravity. Darn you, gravity. Gravity always getting in the way. I could be jumping so much higher. So much higher. I'd be in the NBA. I'd be the logo. No. No. Can you imagine me? Like, that'd be a horrible logo. Just my big hair.
Yes,
me half dribbling. Yeah. The ball going the wrong direction.
Right off your foot. I don't feel right like, off your yeah, foot. That'd
tennis.
Be perfect.
Stick with tennis.
Yeah, maybe. It might be a better idea. I'd love to know what your thoughts are on this one, everybody, as well. 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation.
Yeah.
I also would like to see, like, another part of this that they touched on there was them showing their life to other people and their lifestyle to others.
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. That's fascinating, yeah.
I actually would like to see more of that in society. More people in like, you know, just in living in a different style than whatever the, quote, normal style is showing more of that and creating more and more empathy out there and showing that we're more alike than apart. We so are. The little bit that I got to see of this, of some of this tribe and showing some of this, they were dealing with things that I was dealing with my dad. It's so relatable. There are so many different things that we are so much more alike than we are apart.
The human condition is for all of its differences, man, it's so many things are pretty universal. It doesn't matter what part of the planet you live on. It's really remarkable. It really is.
Yeah. We will take a quick time out, get to our sponsors. When we come back, we've got some fun stuff for you. You're going to get into our good stories of the day, some local stuff we want to touch on, as well as our schedule. All that coming up for you on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
To everyone looking to make mealtime more special, our team member Joel is here to celebrate the Culver's fan favorite.
Our limited time Pretzel House Pub Burger is back. Two kinds of melty Wisconsin cheddar cheese, fresh beef, or thick cut bacon, all served on a soft pretzel roll. This pub burger has Wisconsin in every bite.
Stop by Culver's for a handcrafted favorite.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 82, chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Showers and storms are likely tonight, a low of 64. Mostly sunny, highs near 79 on your Thursday, and it will be breezy. For Friday, sunshine and a high of 77.
It's 73 at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. We hope you're having a great Wednesday out there. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We appreciate the company. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us, calling up and joining the show. It's been a lot of fun. I don't know if this is a That Ain't Right story. I'm going to leave it up to the audience. You guys go ahead and decide with your play and home morning show versions if this is That Ain't Right story, or maybe it's a good story of the day. You know, the record has been set for the most expensive vintage toy ever. But don't go bother digging around in your closet. You ain't going to have one of these. It's a Boba Fett from Star Wars.
Okay.
And we're talking about the original Kenner action figure from 1979. But a special version that was never officially put on the market.
Ooh.
When the prototype of the figure was originally designed, it had a missile that fired from a cannon on its back.
I remember that.
Yeah, it did, yeah. But the company decided it could be harmful to kids, so the one they actually sold did not fire the missile.
Yep.
I remember how disappointing that was.
I had one of those, yes.
Oh, yeah.
One of the obviously the non-firing one. ones.
Yeah, but me too. Me too. I had one too. Yeah.
Yep.
About 100 of the prototypes with the working rocket were thought to have been produced, and around 70 are known to be in the hands of collectors. And one just sold at an auction for $525,000.
Oh my gosh. Ooh.
That's an expensive toy.
That is.
The previous record for one of those hazards was $236,000.
Whoa!
Quite the jump.
Inflation, jeez.
Yeah. The person who
it's got to be in pristine condition, to use Phil's word.
Nice, nice. The person who bought it said, this is the way. No,
no.
No, they did. The person who just bought the person who bought this one is actually open to selling it, but the minimum price is like over a couple grand higher. He's going at 78.
Trying to make some money.
Yeah,
trying to make some money.
Make money on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, this is a good or a mad story, or it's just a story. But I think it's kind of interesting. Anybody that can spend that kind of money on a toy, even a collector's toy, or even if you want to quote unquote say it's an investment, in this day and age makes me a little cringy. I'll be honest.
I'm with you.
But I just looking at the story as it is, you know, I think it's it's interesting. It kind of is. It goes back to this nostalgia thing we have, and the money that is being made on nostalgia these days.
Mm. Oh, it's amazing.
Now to me, this is a cool toy and all. But if I could have any toy from my childhood or anything like that, I would want a Millennium Falcon.
Right.
Same universe, Star Wars, and everything. But that was the toy that I got. I was so lucky. My Nana was the greatest garage sale artist ever. She was a master at this. Mm-hmm. And one year they found somebody for some reason, because it was broke, we're selling one. Mm-hmm. An old Millennium, so I got one, but it was all broken and everything, but I didn't care. Like, that
it's
was
a Millennium Falcon.
Even like looking back, it was the coolest toy I ever got. Mm-hmm. By far and away. And it came from a garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is, I think, a note that keep in mind to all parents out there and everything. Yeah. Sometimes that's
shout
the way
out
it is.
To Kellner in Grand Rapids, I believe they have area-wide garage sales this Saturday.
Nice.
Nice. Nicely done. Nice. Good reference.
James, I think I'm going to take a little side trip here. And I say trip very specifically. We may be able to finally get James to take a vacation.
Mm.
We need what James needs to do. He needs to take some time off, go down to Disney World, go to the Hollywood Studios, Galaxy's Edge,
heard good things about it.
Because there's a Millennium Falcon full-sized right there, dude.
No, really?
Yes.
Whoa!
And you don't go in it, but you go all the way around it, kind of thing, to go into the Smuggler's Run, which is an amazing ride, by the way, where you actually
you get to go on the Smuggler's Run.
Yeah. It's so much fun. It's so much fun.
I'm
telling you, man.
I have goosebumps.
It's as close as you're gonna get to actually being in the Millennium Falcon. Okay.
Yeah. Oh man,
you should
that
do
is
it.
Cool.
You know, CWA has Avella flights that go right down Florida one way, nonstop.
For the
$100.
I want the audience to understand this is not a bit. For years, as long as I've known these two, they have been trying to get me to take a vacation, and I've always I've always taken it as something very sweet from you two, and I don't have any of this in my life. I don't have anybody that I've worked with that is that caring and that thoughtful. I'm starting to think it's a little bit more. You just want me out of the house. You just want me out.
It's like, it's like your parents. Like, come on, man.
Just go on a vacation. Right.
Just go somewhere. He's got fewer and fewer excuses, you know, find out about PTO and all that stuff.
Yes,
so, you know,
yes.
I'm telling you, this is the time.
You can only carry over five, dude.
That's right. You got to use them.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Oh, and I hate wasting. I hate wasting anything in life.
Don't waste vacation days.
Oh, that is not fair. That is not fair.
We're putting him in a rough spot here.
Yeah, got a
we
feeling.
We sure are.
That's
he brought it on himself.
He did. It's true.
Got a feeling that's going to happen sooner than later.
I hope so.
That's one of those things. We got some great stuff to get to. First off, I wanted to mention that Civic Media with Sconey Summer to Text to Win contest word. One more time, everybody. The word to get to us this hour, and it's wrapping up in just minutes here. The word to get to us is lake.
Texas Lake.
L-A-K-E. On the Civic Media app.
That's
and then
right.
Follow the extra links for more bonus signups this hour.
That's right. You can get bonus by making sure you're registered to vote. Simple. Just make sure you're registered.
Very easy.
Yep. Listen at the top of the 11 o'clock hour, the 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours as well. We will get you that other keyword. And get in on this and have some fun, everybody.
It is fun.
Also want to let you know,
great prices.
Mm-hmm. Our great lineup this weekend, our great lineup today, kicks off with our great show, Midday Magazine, from 3 to 4. Be sure to join us from that. In part one, we're going to talk with our friends from Family Natural Foods. Getting to catch up with Stephen and Katrina and over at the shop at Family Natural Foods.
Awesome.
Yeah, they have something fun going on this weekend. I think it's an oil tasting.
Yes, yes. They have an olive oil tasting. Mm-hmm. Family Natural Foods has these wellness presentations that they're going to be doing over the next couple of months. They've got one in here in June on the 15th at 11. Olive oil, come taste and learn about the health benefits of olive oil. Mm. And on July 10th, they're going to have a herb walk.
Yes, which, I am absolutely doing that.
Yeah, that sounds so much fun. I might meet you there, Melissa. That could be a good one.
Can I go and say hi to a bunch of guys named Herb?
Yes. That's
it. That's like, hey, Herb. Oh, it's Herb. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Using cooking.
Yes, thank you. Because I had a couple herbs I was going to go to, too.
Yeah, thank you, Herb. I'm just here to say hi.
We also encourage you to not only check that out, but stick around the next half an hour. And a great, important interview with our very good friend, Rock Larson, Wood County Veteran Services Officer. Mm-hmm. We talk about Wood County Veteran Services. Rock joins us every other month, I would say, to be able to do this. I just talked to him during lunch by the river, and it was great catching up with him. It was nice to actually be able to, we don't get a chance to talk him and I off air very often. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite people.
Rock is so good.
Yeah.
What he does too, man, it's so important. Important work.
It is a key interview to be listening to this afternoon, if you are a veteran, but you have a veteran in your life.
Yep.
I encourage you to listen to that interview, and a big thank you to Rock for joining us. After all of that, we got some great baseball on the dial tonight. 6:20, our pregame kicks off as the Rafters are taking on Green Bay Booyah right here in Rapids, everybody. Get to Winter Field, check out this game. And not only that, but keep in mind that they got a great promotion lined up for you tonight. It's going to be a fun one. Tonight it will be featuring Anytime Fitness water bottle giveaway.
Oh,
hey.
I love their promotions. Yeah.
Winning Wednesday. If the Rafters win on a Wednesday home game, fans to stick around until the final out will receive a voucher for a free bleacher seat to another ball game.
That's so cool.
How about that? A free game.
Got a great concession special as well. Buy two point special beers and get a free bag of peanuts.
Nice.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Your peanut fix.
Ooh, yep. These water bottles are cool. I want one of those. Those are cool. We are going to be joined by our good friend Tyler. Tyler Miller, assistant GM over at the Rafters, is going to join Melissa and I at tomorrow's show. Looking forward to that. We're going to talk a little bit about their Father's Day.
Nope. You and Seth.
Me.
Seth and I'm sorry, that Melissa.
You originally had Melissa, but now I am going to be on there. So, understandable.
Melissa's got, she's got enough on her
plate.
She's
busy.
We are looking forward to talking with Tyler tomorrow, talking about this promotion that they have coming up for Father's Day and plenty of other great things that they got going on over there. That's going
to
be fun.
Can't wait. Love talking to Tyler.
Join the great voice of Andy Jackham tonight as we bring you live baseball from our rafters from Winter Field. That's going
to
be fun.
He does a great job. Check it out if you haven't listened to him yet. He's great.
It's a Wednesday, Seth. We know what that means.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Bingo. Bingo. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30 over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 430 West Jackson Street. Be there or be square, as they say, as the kids say these days.
Yes.
You know.
Bingo card square.
Yep.
Nice. Well done.
It is now.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very well done. The Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market kicks off tomorrow, everybody.
Woo!
Yeah.
8 to noon. Thursdays and Saturdays.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Be sure to check it out every Thursday and Saturday at 220 First Avenue South. You can find it pretty easy. If you know where the Moravian Church is, you'll be able to
find it. Right there. Yeah,
it's
right next door.
Beautiful new park they just finished down there
Music Park.
Yeah,
yes.
I love that park.
Amazing park. Yes.
It's a lot of fun. Buy local, support our ag industry, support these vendors. Check out our Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market. It goes until October 12th, 8 to 2, Thursdays and Saturdays, again at 220 First Avenue South.
Mm-hmm.
I want to send a big shout out to our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties and to all the families that have already showed up for the great book giveaway. We had a lot of fun with this one yesterday over at the zoo, talking with Ben and Amy over there. It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of great kids that showed up. It was nice. It was
awesome.
A really nice experience.
Love it.
Even with the rain, the United Way has been doing this for so long and are so good at what they do. They had a plan for that.
Plan B.
Keep that in mind when it comes to these events, everybody. We've got another great one going on today over at Ed Hewer Elementary School in Port Edwards. That kicks off in a half an hour at 10:30. And then later today over at McMillan Library, they'll have one at 6:00.
Yep.
There you go.
Join them Thursday at the Southland County YMCA right here in Wisconsin Rapids at 10:30. Also Thursday, Charles and Joanne Lester Library in Nakusa at 10:30.
All right.
Find out more about the United Way and all the great things that they have going on over there at uwswac.org. And be sure to join us this Friday as Terry will join us, CEO of the United Way. We'll talk a little more about this.
More stuff there.
Seth, we had the Wisconsin Rapid City Band in with us recently, and I wanted to make sure to highlight some of their first shows.
Yes. In fact, the first one's coming up next Tuesday, the 18th, 7:30 at Robinson Park. The sponsors are WWNLC and Renaissance Learning. I have still not gotten to a city band concert, and I am determined to do that this year. Determined to get to one. I want to, maybe the first one. What? Who knows? But I love it. This band has been going on for a million years, it seems like, and I need to get in on that.
They've got a lot of great things that they do and a lot of great parts of our community that they bring together, young, old. It's all there for you, and some amazing music. And not for nothing.
It's free, right?
The best part, not only is it free, it's at Robinson Park, one of the best parks you'll ever go to.
Yep,
lovely. I love Robinson Park.
So cool.
So much of my youth spent there. So much.
Pure nostalgia.
Head on over there and support our city band and support the arts, everybody. Also want you to keep in mind that we have rafter schedules here for you. We have the Cranberry Blossom Festivals here for you, pamphlets for you.
Yeah. Come see us.
Come down and pick them up.
Come and pick them up. And who wants rafter tickets? Anybody?
I do.
Anybody?
I can't
not
get
you.
Ones,
you got to be able to call in. Yeah. Right. Yep. If you call up right now, 715-424-2600, or using the Civic Media app, just a touch or two away, just give me a great baseball player. Give me one of your favorite baseball player names. And you'll have five.
Van Lingo Mungo.
Nice. Seth, you'll get imaginary tickets.
Thank you.
Everybody else will